7 Principles of Good Government. Former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson has a new book coming out next year. We'll definitely have him back on the phone then. We've got him in studio, not only for another 5 minutes. You know, I realized I was playing that clip without him being able to hear it. So here is Clinton and Obama advisor Mark Penn repeating what other advisors have said about how great a terror attack would be to make us reconnect with our government and learn to love our government and worship it. Kind of like the mafia. I'll burn down your grocery store unless you pay me protection money. Here's that clip.
With the people. Remember, President Clinton reconnected through Oklahoma, yeah. Right? And the president right
because
now
the bomb
seems removed. And it wasn't until that speech that he clicked with the American public. Obama needs a similar
kind. You think words will work for President Obama at this point?
No.
So Obama needs a similar event, and then I've got all these other Obama advisors saying the same thing, Governor. That's pretty creepy.
That's really creepy. That is really creepy. You know, why doesn't Obama embrace the current economic crisis that we're in and connect with this economic crisis? Well, he can't, and that's one of the
Well, he's financed by the people that did it.
Well, he's financed. Well, those people have not been allowed to reap the rewards of their failure, and by that I mean they were not allowed to fail. They should have failed for their bad decisions.
In the last 3-4 minutes we've got left, we've covered the whole waterfront here, but other issues you want to basically impart to the public?
Well, I think that the election last week really was about anybody that's in office belonged out of office. I think that Republicans picked up as a result.
Throw the bums out.
Republicans would be wrong to embrace this as some sort of mandate unless they get the religion of the pocketbook back. So I hope that's what Republicans will do. And maybe if they do that, maybe then the American public will give the Republicans back the Senate and the White House, and we can embark on a rollback of these entitlements of political promises that should have never been made, that got made. Alex, we started out at the top of the hour my talking about the fact that I was on Neil Cavuto in New York City, and a lot of talk is being made right now by the Republicans to roll back Obamacare. Great. Let's roll back Obamacare, but in the spirit of bipartisanship, Republicans, let's roll back prescription health care benefit that you passed when you controlled Congress and the White House. And that's the start of what needs to happen all across the board. Medicaid, Medicare, serious reform regarding Social Security to have it viable into the future, defense. Let's just go down the list. Discretionary spending isn't going to cut it. It's going to take a lot more. And people elected you, Republicans, to actually address these very serious issues that I want to argue they elected you back in the 90s to do the same thing, and you didn't do it.
What about the states' rights movement? That's exciting, blocking the feds at the state level. You have Republicans now getting their biggest majority in 70-plus years in the governorships.
Well, so when you look at Medicaid, just look at Medicaid. Federal government could capitate payments of Medicaid to the states. So make it a finite amount that the federal government's spending for Medicaid, give it back to the states. But that's just one area.
Texas is talking about pulling out of it right now.
Well, get a block grant from the federal government. Texas, I would argue that for all states.
So cut the bureaucracy out.
Well, cut the open-ended cut out the fact that right now it's open-ended. It's fee-for-service.
What about anchor babies? Because I get the point of legalizing people, but if they get all this free welfare.
Well, exactly. It's not about welfare. It's about work. I think the 14th Amendment needs to be revisited. I don't think there was ever any intention of having it apply to what's currently happening.
All right, Governor Gary Johnson, our AmericaInitiative.com. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. We're going to come back with the economy, your eyewitness reports of the TSA. Governor, awesome having you in.
For having me on, man.
Amazing interview. He'll be back next year when his new book comes out. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we are now into the fourth hour of Overdrive at former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson in studio. We're going to go back to where we left off an hour ago with callers abused by the TSA. Now, this story has broken big nationwide. It's one of the biggest stories in the country. All because we decided to get angry about children and women being sexually assaulted by TSA people. And that's what they're doing. According to law and the radiology laws, which they just completely ignore, they are radiating people with no radiation license, no shielding. They just say ignore it. Kind of like they say DU isn't bad for you anymore. We wave a magic wand, everything's fine. And they're training you to be a slave. And I've gone over all of this, and our articles are the top stories everywhere. WorldNet Daily is even picking it up. Pilots reject body scanners over radiation privacy. Let's click on that live on air, because they're still linked to the Infowars.net, which can't handle the massive, so it redirects to Infowars.com. Great job of the crew. See, the thing is, we have auxiliary backup websites, JonesReport.com, Infowars.net. We've got WhatIsTheEndgame.com. We've got several other backup auxiliaries that are on little cheap $400 a month servers because we get hack attacks that we don't talk about most of the time. We don't cry. We know we're in a war. And InfoWars and Prison Planet at key junctures get taken down. We're exposing Big Pharma. We get hacked. We expose the globalists. We get death threats. We expose Bilderberg. We get death threats. We get hack attacks. But it kind of works against us because sometimes because then we duplicate all the big articles on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We duplicate those to these subsidiary auxiliary backup attack frigates in the Infowar, and then a Drudge report links to them with millions of people clicking on it, and it kills the site. So that's why I was pointing out that the crew had to scramble, do a redirect on the Drudge report from our Infowars.net story. Pilots all over the world reject naked body scanners over radiation danger, privacy breach. That's on Drudge. For the last 3.5 days, our report about Michelle, who works here in the office, being fondled, her 20-month-old, her 8-year-old being fondled. She had to say, no, men aren't going to touch my children. This is about the government getting in your space. They want to take blood. They want to do all this. Now, I'm going to take calls till about 40 after, and then I've got to get into this news. I was so angry, so upset by all of this. And I mean, because this is real. I'm real. You know, I mean, I'm living here, too, like everybody else. That all of this is happening, that they're openly killing the dollar, that they're openly announcing world government like never before ahead of the G20 starting in a few days in Seoul, South Korea, that I couldn't even basically broadcast in the first hour. I mean, I was seething with anger. You thought I was seething on air. You should have seen me during the breaks. Because I'm normal. When tyrants are enslaving me, destroying my dollar, I can't fly. I can't travel. They want mobile vans. They're deploying them. I am struggling. I get angry. Look, I'm not the toughest guy in the world, but I grew up in Dallas, Texas, where people beat the daylights out of each other on a daily basis. And I grew up 11 years old, getting off the bus and having 4 or 5, you know, 14, 15-year-olds break my nose, loosen my teeth, beat the daylights out of me. And I had a dad when I got home that said, well, you'd better whoop their butt next time. I don't want to hear about your black eyes. I can't imagine with my children, if that happens to them, I'll be going after their parents or whatever. I'm not old-fashioned like my dad, who's not a not Mr. Tough Guy. He's just old-fashioned. But through that, you know, I've been in the hospital with broken legs, with serious concussions, but I wouldn't trade that for the world. That the fact is, I'm not the toughest person in the world, but if I get in a fight with you, I mean, if you attack me, you are going to get 110% attack back. I mean, you are going to get attacked. And, you know, 3 or 4 guys that attack me, big old boys, some of them, you know, gotta have somebody change their diapers. And that's not an exaggeration. And it's that same spirit we all need in political fighting. Look, I'm not looking for trouble, but if you're looking for trouble, you came to the right place. And we become soft. We become divorced from reality. So soft, I got a girl pregnant. You know, I'm 17 years old. Boom, $300 for an abortion. Or Planned Parenthood will pay for it. That is the most unmanly thing in the world. You get a woman pregnant, it's the greatest gift you'll ever have, having children. You're going to grow up once you have those kids. Work 2 jobs. Take care of them. Love them. Don't take her to Planned Parenthood. Drop her off as she's crying to have that kid killed. But it's because we've bought into all these lies. We've bought into all this corruption. We've decided it's okay to rationalize killing babies. Well, then they're going to rationalize taking your pension funds. They're going to rationalize taking the death benefits and stealing them of 6 million veterans. They're going to rationalize using DU for the trips. They're going to rationalize shooting kids up with live syphilis in the experiments now declassified all over the world, not just Guatemala. Look, you got to deal with problems. You got to deal with thugs. You've got to deal with bullies. It's that simple. And there's nothing in the world better than just facing up to reality and saying, I don't care what you do to me, what you say about me, I'm here. I'm not going away. You want to rumble? Let's go. And that's what's happening politically. People are ready to rumble. Now, I want to get into the economy and some other key news, but I also want to take your phone calls right now. And I've got these other reports led by the federal agent, Arde Cerveda, they finalize a plan to start taking DNA from people they stop at checkpoints. This is incredible. Austin chief pushes new drunk driving charge. It just goes on and on. It's all about packing those private prisons that lobby for a bigger police state. That's all coming up. But I want to continue now with your testament of what you've been through, of what you've gone through at the hands of the TSA to put a human face on this. Because when I covered this Thursday and Friday and Sunday, there were news articles written, there were comments made, there were emails sent that they're not doing enhanced pat down. They're not grabbing your genitals. It's mainstream news they're doing this. So people at first deny something's happening, then they accept it. No, there's no denials. And again, this terrorism is staged. So I want to go to your phone calls right now. Carrie, Dave, Heather, Margot, Bill, and others. And as you hear a caller hang up, it's your chance to get involved on air, 800-259-9231. Let's go back to your eyewitness accounts. Carrie in Virginia, you're on the air worldwide.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Tell us what happened to you.
Very bad experience coming through JFK on a return home flight from business in 04.
New York. You're in New York. Go ahead.
That's right, at JFK. And I told her I have titanium rods in my back and that I had a hip replacement. And I beeped. So I got pulled over the side. Same thing. I'm 5'3", blonde, blue eyes. This woman is huge. She's like the Amazon woman. She told me at first the wand was all over and very violent. Being a rape survivor, number one, I didn't enjoy it at all. I was so upset I could barely take it anymore. It was probably 5 minutes, felt more like 10. And she said at first the back of the palm. Then it proceeded after she wanded me all over, and it felt like I was being molested is basically the way it felt. And then she went hands-on with my breast. And I said to her, ma'am, do we need to, and I don't raise my voice. I said, do I need to just unclip my bra for you? And I was louder. I said, so that we could just get this done.
Yeah, so and was this in front of everybody?
Oh, yeah, there were people all around. It was a full, people just waiting to come in line. I did everything right. I told them before I went through. This was done in 97, so I didn't have an ID. I had a replacement in this year. And now you have a laminated ID for flight.
Listen, I've been with Jesse Ventura, who's got a hip replacement, and they just all over him. And he's standing there going, this is why I go to Mexico. I may never come back. I'm sick of it. And they're just sitting there grabbing him.
And see, the thing is, what bothered me is she enjoyed it.
Oh,
she could tell that I had been through something, and I'm shaking. I started to shake.
Oh, yeah. They always get off on the pain because they've got special perverts that they have for the searches who enjoy the pain. They love just same type of psychology, love strapping a kid down in some basement and raping them. They just love it.
Yeah, and see, and whatever, the minute something snapped, she's watching me, and she was enjoying it. And when she saw it started to bother me, she got all the more aggressive in it.
Ah.
Yeah, exactly.
Land of the free, home of the slaves.
Yep. And, you know, it's a real pain because every man in my family has fought in every damn war we've ever had. And if people don't stand up and realize the Constitution's not yet been burned, we are going to be living in a – my friend said the other day, she says we're free, we're under the guise of freedom, but we're really slaves.
Well, that's it, Carrie. And here's the key. Other wars, you could identify the enemy, the Germans, the Russians, the Vietnamese, whether the wars were wrong or right, you could identify them. This is this shadowy, they're secret terrorists, so you're all now the enemy. And this is literal concentration camp induction. In 1999, I put it in Police State 2000, that seminal film, I went to urban warfare drills. And they were training with people playing the part of Americans, being patted down, being face scanned. This is what they did in Fallujah in 2005. What you're going through is induction into being the enemy, and they're creating a giant army of power-tripping, sadistic, sadomasochistic perverts to go out and do this. And the TSA continually gets caught with child porn, raping kids, you name it, because the good people leave. All that's left now are the child molesters.
Well, thanks a lot for all you do, Alex.
Thank you, Carrie. Well, there's something we can do. You can contact the airlines and tell them you're not flying again. You can contact Congress and say, secure our borders, scum, and don't put TSA on the streets of America as they're now doing. I mean, it's amazing, ladies and gentlemen. Again, the government admits everything they're doing in the airports is going nationwide now. Nobody's touching my daughters. You got it, perverts?
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new SightGlass Spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Federal agents, we are armed!
I've got a message to the government. Here, play a little bit of this and then go back to Dave, Heather, Margo, Bill, and many others that are joining us. 800-259-9231. Economic news coming up in about 20 minutes. But there's a revolt. 99.9% of people know this airport security is a fraud. They're getting angry. The Drudge Report is revolting with us, making it one of the biggest stories in the country right now. We are affecting change. Humanity has power. Crank up Paris.
From the government, like every day, I watch it and listen and call them all suckers. They wanted me about Osama or whatever. Picture me buying the scam. I said never. You in tune to a hard truth, soldier spitting. I stay committed, give up, survive, lose commission. It's all a part of fighting devil, save mind control. And all about the battle for your body, mind, and soul. And now I'm hoping you don't close your mind so they shape you. Don't forget they made us slaves, gave us aid and raped us. Another push season mean another war for profit. All in secret so the public never took the stop. The Illuminati.
The minute you realize that we're all slaves and the globalists all see us as dirt,
stolen bones, Freemason kill committee.
We can defeat the globalists
in every city.
What would you do? If you saw the things that were wrong, would you stand down? Here it is.
Now ask yourself who's the one with the most to gain. On 9/11, couldn't stand his name. Now even waving flags like they lost their mind. Everybody got opinions, but don't know the time. Cause America's been took, it's plain to see. The oldest trick in the book is making enemies. A phony evil so the government can do its dirt. And take away your freedom, lock and load, beat and search. Ain't nothing changed but more colored people locked in prison. These pigs still beat us, but it seems we forgetting. But I remember 4 September how these devils do it. Giuliani asked Diallo how he doing. We in the streets, holler jail to the thief. Follow, waving flag, bring these dragons to their knees. Oil, blood, money, make these killers ride cold. Suspicious suicide, people dying, never told. It's all a part of playing God, so you think we need them. While being ass crossed, take away your rights to freedom. Bear witness to the sickness of these dictators. Hope you understand the time, brother, cause it's major.
Hope you understand the time, brother, cause it's major. Let's go back to your calls. Dave and then Heather. Dave, you're on the air, worldwide TSA victim. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. Sorry I don't have a recent TSA story, but I did want to ask a question from a law enforcement standpoint. My experience in working in different security and police agencies is it is unheard of for male officers to search female individuals. I don't know who or why this has been authorized for TSA male inspectors, and you know, they're not even law enforcement.
Because Homeland Security has no history as being peace officers, and they're setting a monopoly on control of all transportation, buses, trains, highways, and they're just ordering it to set the precedent. You're absolutely right. That's why I heard the state police Friday on News Radio 590 and the legislature. I heard the one of the top people, only heard part of it, with the state police going, this is unbelievable. You know, these aren't even police, and you always have women search women. This is incredible. There's no probable cause, and it's just wrong. Because I just tuned in. I was trying to hear who exactly was saying it. They said it was the state police. But no, I mean, it's off the chart. But listen, it's men searching little girls, Dave.
Right. And that's even more unheard of. That's just an absolute, I mean, you don't even... That would hardly even be discussed in any law enforcement agency. I mean,
yeah, you're not going to be searched unless you're a suspicious person. I mean, I've been in jail quite a few times protesting. They didn't think I was suspicious. They assessed me. I didn't have anybody, you know what they do in prison, open up my butt cheeks or whatever. No. So prisons don't have this type of searching for everybody, but for citizens, you get it.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, they're not law enforcement. They don't have law arrest authority. They don't carry weapons. So, I mean, I don't understand where this comes from. I think every member of the traveling public should make it a point to challenge this. I've heard several callers call in and say that when they stood their ground and stated they were not going to be searched, that instead of being arrested, the TSA person actually backed down and opted for a less intrusive search.
So well, Dave, that was the other point I heard in this news report. And again, I tuned in after it had started. It was about a minute and a half long. But the state police in Texas made that point. They said, look, this is sexual assault. Exactly what I said. I mean, if cops who even have arrest authority and are sworn officers ran around at parks randomly grabbing women's breasts and genitals, you would be fired immediately, wouldn't you, Dave?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. Well, thanks so much for covering this, Alex. It's been something I've been passionate about for a while. One last thing. I don't know if you've seen it before. There's a movie called Equilibrium.
I'll tell you what, Dave, stay there. Heather, Margo, Sean, Michael. I'm going to go into hour number five today because I got all this economic news to hit. But we're going to be right back with you, Dave, and then Heather, Margo, Sean, Michael, and others. America is waking up. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Last night, little angel came dancing to my door.
Last night, little angel came pumping on my floor.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Something special is happening. The world is literally ablaze with the fires of liberty, and all of you out there are setting them everywhere. I cannot describe to you the tens of thousands of emails we're getting a day, the thousands of phone calls, the hundreds of letters a day from South Africa and Japan and China and Mexico and Canada and the United States. We are having a major effect together. And anyone who has common sense, anyone who loves liberty, can see what's happening. They can tell this is tyranny. I had the former governor, popularly reelected, in here today about stage terror, and he had to agree that this is serious and that this is real. The minute we realize that the narcotics are shipped in, I hate drugs. I hate criminals. But you give the criminals something to make money off of by making these things illegal. I can't stand terrorism, but it's funded. It's protected. The point is, people are growing up. People are waking up. And I want to get into the economy before we end this special fourth hour of transmission. But it is so exciting. I want to go back to Heather, Margot, Sean, Michael, and others. But, Dave, you had one more question. A police officer in Texas. Go ahead.
No, I just was going to ask if you'd seen a movie called Equilibrium. It was done in 2002, starring Christian Bale.
Yes, it's excellent. People kept recommending I see it. Tell folks about it.
Yeah, great movie. And my final thing, I have somewhat of a conspiracy theory, if you will, on the body scanners. I personally feel that there's something more to it. There's been so many advances in nanotechnology and other stuff. The fact that it's being pushed so aggressively makes me think that there may be something more to it than just scanning our bodies. That may be revealed at a later time. But
well, it has been revealed. How long have you been listening, Dave?
Probably about 2 years, 3 years.
Okay, don't believe me. We don't have a big staff, but if you go back and watch my previous films, I talk about, because it was declassified, you know the threat fusion centers. What they do is they put in license plate readers, face scanning readers, total control, and then they put the cops in them under federal control and then slowly show them all the Constitution-violating systems they've got to see if people wake up and speak out. I remember 7 years ago, it's in my film Matrix of Evil, the governor of Wisconsin kind of spoke out of school. He didn't know that he was exposing something. And he said, I'm giving you a tour. It was the Green Bay newspaper. I'm giving you a tour of the Threat Fusion Center. We can put in somebody's driver's license number and pinpoint where they are via their cell phone. And the reporters kind of went, kind of like TiVo 4 years ago with Janet Jackson when her breast popped out in that staged event. And TiVo bragged, we had 2.3 rewinds and replays within 5 minutes. People said, well, how is TiVo tracking in real time what you're watching? Well, I remember at my house 12 years ago, Time Warner cable being installed. The guy was a listener, and he said, Alex, let me show you the manual for this Scientific Atlantic cable box. And he got it out on my kitchen table. We were drinking coffee. And he said, this thing has a microphone on it, and they're listening to you in your house with keyword software. Now, years later, that was admitted mainstream news. Now I showed a raw story based on a Wall Street Journal article. We'll put it back up if you guys have time to find it. Dealing with banks tracking everything you're doing. Everything you're doing. There's no warrants. There's no nothing. So what's happening is police are still under the Bill of Rights and Constitution. So police aren't allowed to do any of this, but bureaucrats, private banks, private contractors, they can do whatever they want. So let me tell you what's happening. There it is. New ways banks are spying on you. Wall Street Journal. Here is a story. How facial recognition works in Xbox. And you go in and get face scanned. Little kids do. In fact, give me a document cam shot. Little kids get face scanned, and then they go into these group games where millions of people are playing the game. And they are being completely surveilled. So, yes, let me tell you what's happening on the body scanners. Because we have the docs on this, and I showed it 3 hours ago. They are body scanning you 360 in wired reports through these Homeland Security cameras, even if you're wearing a mask, like the guy that boarded an airline from China to the U.S., it shoots through your clothes, so they don't just read a retina and the individual fingerprint there or the face. My chest has a specific calculation. My shoulders do. And so this is a system, but it's to protect the criminals, not to stop criminals, that is scanning. But they've got to get a 360 bio scan tied to your name and Social Security number to be able to use it. So there's radiation. 20 to 50 times, there's two machines, 20 times what they said before, 50 in one. There's two systems. So they're radiating you, they're saving the image, they're training you to accept it, but also they're getting a biometric scan. So your gut, Dave, that something else is happening here because they really want this, is absolutely on target. Any comments?
No, absolutely. That's correct. And I've tracked most of the stories you made reference to over the years. So that is correct. We've got to say no. We've got to resist it. I wish people, everybody would just stop flying. It'd be great.
God bless you, Dave. Good to hear from you. Well, again, it's a federal power grab. A bunch of minimum wage goons. And I feel bad because TSA half the time asks for my autograph. A lot of them are good people just doing minimum wage and trying to, you know, have a job. But then it's the control freaks who do the enhanced pat-downs. They are creating an army of people that will do outrageous things. This is all psychological warfare. Stanford Prison Study. Research it. Okay, Heather in California. You're on the air worldwide, Heather.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. I got to catch you at the Coconut Grove. It was really great, and I appreciate that you came out here to California for us. I'm angry about this, too, and I had to bring out a point here. It is, while it is assault, it's actually more considered battery. It's a little more offensive than just an assault, which is the creation of apprehension. It's battery when there's a harmful or offensive bodily contact. And one of the things that's really just frustrating to me as I'm listening to each of the victims that has called you is that they consented in the end. And when you consent, like each one of them has, you've actually waived your rights to be able to take up any kind of
action. And you set a precedent.
No, you do. Exactly. We have to be more organized, and we have to be more prepared to fight back and to stand our ground, okay? People need to learn to protect themselves. They have to get to the airport very early and be prepared.
Go 2 hours early and say no, because we have had callers who they actually left alone. Most submitted. But again, they'll say, well, it's for terror. The terror is staged. I had a governor in here, showed him Fox News, where the head of Al-Qaeda is meeting with the Pentagon. It's staged. And people are like, well, that's scary. Yeah, it's scary, but it's still reality, even if you deny it. This is not perception management where people can make decisions to go along with this, Heather. People have to face up to this and say no.
Oh, of course. That's what I'm saying, though. Exactly. You have to be prepared. And if you're going to be prepared, you have to give yourself enough
time. So, Heather, what happened to you then? Do you have a story about this?
You know what? I haven't seen one of these scanners yet, and I've been looking for one because I am prepared, and I will.
Well, I fly a lot. Believe me, I've seen them, Heather. I appreciate your call. Believe me, it's going on. And they go to the weakest segment of the population. I'm not saying women and children are weak, but that's who they're targeting. That's who they see as weak. And I saw nothing in San Jose last Tuesday but women and children. Let me say it again. Nothing. Nothing but women and children. Nothing. Because they're training the TSA that it's okay. They got this figured out. Margo in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide.
Thank you very much, Alex.
Thank you.
I'm afraid to say that, you know, these people are serial offenders. You know, if I didn't know any better, I'd swear I'm on some kind of list or something because, you know,
now,
every
you're a
time
woman.
I travel.
You're a woman. They want to make you submit. So they target, because they don't want people to see folks saying no. This is dog training. So they pick women and children because you're, quote, compliant.
Well, that's the thing, is systematic desensitization. And in this particular place, I was, you know, coming home, from New Orleans, and I was wearing a hoodie-type sweater, you know, like a pullover sweatshirt.
You were wearing an Al-Qaeda sweater.
Well, here's the funny part. I was being eyed by the TSA inspector while I was queuing up in line. He was staring at me, and I wasn't wearing a bra. And
she must be good-looking.
Well, I guess so. I don't want to brag, but, you know, I really felt like this guy was ogling
me.
No,
you got junk in the trunk, so what happened?
Well, he was staring at me the whole time I was queued up, and by the time I got to my place in line, he told me, I need you to take off your sweatshirt. And I was incredulous. I wasn't expecting that. And I said, I'm not wearing anything underneath. And he smirked at me and said, well, then you're going to have to go through the backscatter machine. And I said, no, sir, I don't think so. I understand I have the option of opting out, and I would like to be, you know, inspected by, you know, a female TSA.
Yeah, not by a big fat pervert, okay. So
and he just, he got kind of angry.
How dare you, slave?
You know, he hollers out, you know,
These guys can't get a woman, you know, that killed him. A real man goes to a grocery store and women are all over him. because they recognize a man, but some blob who can't get a woman, of course he wants to manhandle you. So what happened next?
Well, then they put me in a glass box cage. It was like an isolation booth, but it's like where everyone can see you.
Yeah, yeah, you're
the evil
demon.
And so while I'm queued up, now get this, while I'm queued up, you know, waiting to be patted down by a woman, I see a man with a myoelectric arm, one of those electronic, you know, prosthetic hands. They made him take it off.
Oh, of course. Any amount of humiliation is more enjoyable to train the slaves, because he might have a bomb in the prosthesis. Amazing. So how did this end?
Well, the way it went down was finally, you know, after waiting, you know, it was almost like they were trying to make a spectacle of me, because I really had to wait for quite some time.
No, you notice these stories are all the same. It's the Homeland Security admits, this is not my opinion, that they're trying to humiliate you to accept it. They're training everyone else submit to whatever we do. Imagine what comes after this, Margot.
Well, see, it gets worse and worse. I mean, because, you know, by the time the female inspector gets there, you know, my travel partner, you know, is being held up. And, you know, I've got my camera equipment on the conveyor
belt. Your Al-Qaeda partner?
Hmm. Well, I mean, think about it. I've got $3,000 worth of camera equipment. I have a Nikon D300 and a $1,500 lens on this conveyor belt. And I'm getting kind of antsy because all my equipment, you know, is going through while they're holding me up. And so it's like they interpreted my, you know, impatience.
You must have been Al-Qaeda because you didn't want to be radiated. So how did it end? I got to get to others.
She groped me really brusquely. I mean, she, like, literally squeezed my breast, and this was 08. So that's not even after
implementing. She squeezed your Al-Qaeda's.
Yeah, and here's why I don't understand. They've been doing the same drill for years, for almost a decade, and yet they give you more room to, you know, place your belongings in a box than they give you space to put everything back, and then they yell at you when you're trying to, you know, put your belongings back together after discombobulating, and there's no consistency. You know, one person will tell you, no, you don't have to take this out or turn this on, and then you go through it, and then they stop you and tell you, you have to turn it on or you have to take it out. It's like they're having fun with us.
No, they laugh at everybody. It's all part of the enjoyment. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you, Margo. Sean in Illinois, you're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy. Hey, Al-Qaeda. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Thanks for the shout-out during your 24-hour broadcast. First of all, I tell you my experience. Every airport I've ever been to, they have a Chili's or an Applebee's or somewhere like that. And if you order the steak,
an Al-Qaeda bee's. If you eat a hamburger, no, it's Al-Qaeda. So you were at an Al-Qaeda bee's.
No, but if you order a steak, they give you a steak knife once you're already in there. So
you're obviously Al-Qaeda then. So what happened?
I went through and this is an O'Hara United terminal. They were searching a woman, and they ended her bra.
Her Al-Qaeda. So they ended her Al-Qaeda. It was to keep her safe. So what happened?
So they
ended her bra. Well, they might as well just have sex with her to prove, because they've got to check to make sure she's not Al-Qaeda. How about proctology exams, where they put you up on a gurney in front of everyone just to make sure there's not a bomb in there?
Well, here's what I did. I called the airlines, and I called my credit card. I canceled my airline points. I transferred everything to hotel points, and that's the way I'm protesting.
Well, that's what it's going to take, is people saying no to this system. And, again, if they can force this through, do you realize how key this is? If they can force this through, Sean, they can get away with anything.
All I can say is Ron Paul 2012, my friend.
God bless you. Good to hear from you. Let's talk to another evil Al-Qaeda. Michael in Texas. Of course, real Al-Qaeda dines at the Pentagon, but we're not real Al-Qaeda, so we're evil. Michael in Texas, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm evil, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, it happened to me. I was going through Fort Lauderdale. And
Al-Qaeda Dale?
Yeah, and... And so then I said I was going to not do, I chose not to do it, and they scream, you know, opt out and all that stuff.
Opt out, oh my God, make him submit to us all.
Yeah, exactly. And so then, you know, the guy grabs my nuts and everything and does all this stuff.
You're Al-Qaeda. He grabbed your Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, and get this. And so then I'm standing there and I go, and I'm saying out loud, I can't believe this. Is this what America's coming to? And so then they had a guy follow me through the airport.
Oh, because you dared speak to a god grabbing your genitals?
Yeah.
How dare you not love it, boy? Freedom.
Yeah, exactly.
We're getting ready to take your pension fund, boy. You shouldn't be angry.
Yeah, and so then the guy was following me through the airport, and then he asked me some questions. He goes, "Sir, this girl lost her camera and her camera phone."
Yeah, that's part of the mental illness, implying you're a criminal because you dare speak out against a man grabbing your testicles. How dare you? It's all part of their mental illness that you're bad. Oh, so how did this end? He's following you around. He's been groping women all day and small children, and now he's asking you, did you steal something, Al-Qaeda? He's got to make you the bad man. So how did this end?
Then I was sitting down, and then two guys just... And so I gave him, he goes, do you know the area code of Austin? So I gave it. And then he walked away, and then him and another guy watched me sit there for the rest of the time while I...
they watched you. Again, in the airports, the secret police are being trained to go nationwide. He didn't like his genitals being grabbed. He's a weirdo. If we walked up in a park and grabbed them, he would assault us. But here we can do it. He dare questioned us. What's your area code? We're watching you. You may be planning something.
And also because... my brother died in 9/11 in the first tower. He worked.
Sorry to hear that.
Joe. Yeah, and so I really thank you for what you're doing. And people gotta, I mean, see, I'm not a victim because I'm calling and speaking out somewhere.
Oh,
like,
how dare you?
You know? Yeah, so it's pretty crazy. So, I mean, yeah, and something that they do is the people watching me were afraid. At me going.
Oh, yes, they're afraid of you saying no to your genitals being grabbed. He's an extremist. He doesn't like pot-bellied pedophiles grabbing his genitals. What are we going to do? The turbans may kill us. They're everywhere. Ah, Lockie's at the White House, but everything's okay. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to who's up next here, John. Let's go to Al-Qaeda in Texas. Al-Qaeda, you didn't submit to the new rent-a-cop scourge, I mean saviors?
Al-Qaeda?
Abby, you're not Al-Qaeda, are you?
Sorry, you cut out when you said Abby. I didn't know you were
Abby,
talking.
You're not with Al-Qaeda. Well, Abby starts with an A, total proof.
Apparently, I am with Al-Qaeda. I flew out of Austin. This was just this last weekend.
Oh, evil.
And
into
Fort Lauderdale, and the trip there was uneventful, pretty much. But the trip back... They tried to put me through the naked body scanner, and when I got up to everybody else, they funneled through the X-ray.
Those were good Americans.
The metal detector. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden they pulled me out of the line and made me go over to the other line, and there was nobody else in the other line. I'm the only one there. And I'm 51 years old. My smoking hot days are behind me.
You're Al-Qaeda.
That's
dangerous.
The only thing I can figure. I told the guy, I said, I don't do radiation. And so he started hollering and waving his hand.
We're being roasted by it. This person can think, opt out. So how did this end?
Well, they had the girl do the pat down with me in front of God and everybody. And then they decided to take me to another, more private area.
A little perv
area. And I'm laughing because I don't want them to think that they're intimidating me, so I'm kind of joking. The first girl was kind of nervous.
Well, it's a private area for their enjoyment, but what happened next?
Well, then she got her supervisor, and the thing that's freaking me out
her
the most...
Her perv advisor? So what happened to the mega perv?
Well, they both had on gloves, and they were—they didn't go under my clothing, but they did, you know. But the thing was, the supervisor took my name and birth date on a little scrap of paper.
Oh, yeah, they love to put you on a no-fly list. That'll teach you.
Right. Well, I've learned my lesson. So
they'll teach you well.
She just wrote it on a little scrap of paper, which I thought was kind of unprofessional.
Oh, they're so professional.
But then when you were talking about getting DNA on the gloves... You know, that's a great way to combine the name and date of birth with the
Well, they take
the
baby's
glove.
Blood. They take baby's blood at birth to make sure they're not Al-Qaeda. I mean, the baby may be with Al-Qaeda.
Right, exactly.
All right, well, thank you, Al-Qaeda. Good to talk to you. You know, we're almost out of time. We got Charles in Florida and others. We'll be back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. We've gone into an hour of overdrive today. But this is all mind control. They have staged these events. But the good news is the giant that is free humanity is awakening. We know who runs Al-Qaeda. We know the terror attacks are staged. The bankers planned this takeover. They wrote all this down. They planned all this. They planned to kill the dollar. They planned to put a police state in place. RAND Corporation, we've reported it with insiders. They're not going to get away with it. This is a bunch of Bernie Madoff, Kinlay-type criminals that think they are going to have their way with us, and they're not. And I go over the news right here. We'll continue tomorrow with all of this. Global economy. Obama returns fire after China slams Fed move as they kill the dollars. ATMs crash across the country as bank holiday warning. UN calls for higher taxes to combat climate change. They must have the new funds to fund their world government, or Al-Qaeda will get us. I've got hiccups, a rarity on the radio. Give me a document cam shot on this, please. Bank tax, CO2 auctions recommended by Soros, panel to help climate efforts. Zoellick seeks gold standard debate. They want a new gold standard. At the end of this special four-hour transmission, I want to bring up the one, the only, Ted Anderson, because, yes, he's the network owner. Yes, he pitches gold and silver. And, yes, he's selling gold and silver at a price where he loses money. Ted, briefly, gold today above $1,400. Silver, what, above $27 an ounce? Correct me if I'm wrong. This is huge news, and you've got gold and silver you bought 3 weeks ago. You're about to run out of that. It's already gone up a little bit. People need to take action right now with gold and silver, Ted.
Well, they sure should take action. Actually, Alex, gold hit 14,1160 already today.
Oh, 14 Al-Qaeda.
And then silver, $27.74.
But, those gold coins may Al-Qaeda.
Right. They may,
kind of.
You're going to be considered a terrorist if you don't want to take this fiat money that they're pushing out there. You know, Alex, the very best.
No, that's
thing,
not a joke. They actually say in MIAC and Homeland Security that gold ownership is Al-Qaeda, Ted.
Oh, I know it. I know it. It's okay. Absolute.
Al-Qaeda.
Absolute craziness. But anyways, $89, Alex, for three of your DVD videos. And silver dollars, three of them.
Three
to go with
silver them. Dollars, three films, $160 value. Shipping is included in that. You lose major money. Ted, why are you doing this insane deal?
Well, I mean, for starters, it gets the message out there. That's the main thing. You get
just
a chance to know who Midas Resources is. There's another reason. You know, the thing about it is people need to wake up. And this is like, hey, if you're a little guy and you need to get started, I can't make it much easier.
Fall
for
of the Republic, this. Obama deception, endgame, $60 value, free shipping, the silver dollars at or below cost, $87, three silver dollars, above $87, folks, for the three silver dollars, three films and free shipping, 800-686-2237, and you support this vicious, evil patriot movement that is dominating the globalist, waking the people up. You're part of the revolution in all of this. Tell folks briefly about the gold and silver coins you've got. What are silver half dollars, Ted?
Well, right now the silver half dollars are at 1284. The gold coins, the francs are at 304. Sovereigns are at 381. All that stuff is going to move up again in price. So, I mean, gold went up from the $1,380 level, now $1,411.
Oh, wow, they announced they're killing the dollar and gold went up. Gee, that wasn't hard to predict.
Yeah, no, it's just like falling down easy. 800-686-2237. Again, 800-686-2237. Call us now. Don't wait on this one.
Ted, when are you going up on those great prices on gold and silver? Obviously, you got to buy more gold and silver. You got great contacts in Europe, but when's it going up?
Well, let me just say this. I'm holding it today till midnight, okay?
800-686-2237, 800-686-2237, to get Al-Qaeda gold and silver coins. The bankers openly are hoarding it. Maybe you shouldn't get it. Great job to the crew, four-hour transmission. Great job to the Drudge Report. Great job to all our listeners. Back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Tell folks about the transmission. We're going to win this thing.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.